Revocation Radio with Derek Minor and Lecrae. It's called Dear Mr. Christian here on your Friday edition of the Morning Overload. Hey, it's John Walden. Coming up in just a few moments, your top five and I countdown. Some lucky individual will have five songs in a row in just mere moments. Back to back, back to back to back. Coming up, the absolute best in rock, hip hop, and alternative. What five songs will you pick? I don't know. You tell me. Text in 805 to text us or email me directly at jonjohn@myrevradio.com with your five favorites coming up in just a few moments. All right, final segment here with our good friend, our new Rev partner, Mrs. Angela Hayes Counseling. That's now your last name, Angela Hayes Counseling. Okay, can we handle that? Hayes-Counseling.
That's fine.
How's Roger feel about that?
I think you would just prefer it to be Hayes, but...
More than likely. But if you finding her on Facebook and stuff, it's Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S. So the way that you would imagine it was spelled. I know some people do the H-A-Y-S without the E, but H-A-Y-E-S, Angela Hayes Counseling. And everything's tagged there on our Facebook page as well, facebook.com/myrevradio. So if you need to find her, if you have any questions or anything like that. And so getting, the final direction we'll go in here is a question that we received through text asking for a friend, if you will. And but this is something, again, we want to stress to you that this is secular counseling from a Christian. Okay. So if somebody brings up faith, then Angela has a chance to talk about faith. But here's the thing that's happening in the church and away from the church, Christians and non-Christians alike: temptation, struggles. Life happens, and people make mistakes, and at some point, we have to answer for these things. We have to be accountable. So this is asking for a friend, okay? Hypothetically, a woman's been married for 12 or so years to this husband, and let's say that there's photos on a husband's phone, and you find out and look at phone records that your husband's been talking to a female between 4 and 6 nights a week, between 40 to 184 minutes at a time, between midnight and 3 a.m. That's very specific, but it's also very strategic at the same time for somebody who may be carrying on an emotional affair. Would you go straight for the divorce or keep the appointment for counseling? So it sounds like he's very invested already. And so that's a tough place to be, I can imagine. So what do you do in that situation? What have you advised people, and what have you seen effectively work in a situation similar to this one?
Well, first, I would keep the counseling appointment, because a person is more apt many times in a counseling environment to want to tell the truth and even be remorseful of what's going on in a counseling setting. Not always. It's just been my experience that people usually, when they come in my office and have similar issues having to do with trust or infidelity, they're more apt to want to talk about it in my office. The first thing that's very important is this person wants to change the behavior, that when they're in the office and they're wanting to come to counseling, if they choose to continue counseling, that they're truly remorseful. And they want to, as I said, change what they're doing and make the marriage work, because that's very important.
Right.
Especially for the other person. And if they don't want to change the behavior, then it's up to the spouse to decide if they're going to accept that behavior or not.
Wow.
Or choose to divorce or choose to accept what's going on.
Absolutely. And going and taking that next step. And here's a question I've always wanted to ask a counselor personally, because for me, I've seen people that have had affairs and stay married. For me, mentally, that's something, number one, that it disgusts me personally. Like, for me to even think about an attempt at that, like, I could not do that. My family, especially now that I have kids too, like, I love my wife so much. Like, it's difficult for me to see how somebody could do it. But I also see that, you work long hours with certain people, and we're human, and flesh is a thing. I get that. I do. How have you advised someone who has gone through the affair situation and they stay together, they just, you know, they make a great decision to stay together, to work through that, you know, to be redeemed psychologically for the person that was cheated on, you know, for the spouse that was cheated on. How do you keep from bringing that up in the future? How do you move on from that and put it in the past?
Well, in a counseling setting, what I work on is building back the relationship. I feel like in relationships, each person has their needs that they, and we work on building that relationship up in within the couple. The person that's been betrayed, it usually takes a while for that person to heal. They can forgive, but not, of course, condone the behavior.
Absolutely.
So it usually, if the person that has had the affair is truly remorseful and wants to make changes and begin making amends to the betrayed person or to their spouse, then restoration can happen quicker. Many times, though, I have the spouse actually write a letter of their feelings about how it made them feel that this went on. And then I also have the spouse that had the affair write an apology letter and go into details with their spouse. And that kind of gets the feelings out in the open, so we can start in a place of building it back up. And that's a powerful choice for someone to decide to stay with somebody when the trust is broken. It takes a lot of courage to want to stick it out despite what happened. So it's really important that betrayed individual, and sometimes we'll have a session, me and the betrayed individual, the person that their husband or wife had cheated on them, just so they can get out all of these feelings. And so they're not just sitting inside them. And that way we can go into sessions from a fresher perspective.
Wow. So there you go. It's a tough thing to do, but it's possible.
It is possible.
It's always possible.
I think remorse is... I think genuine remorse is so important. I think if somebody... I can tell genuine remorse in my office when somebody comes in, then they genuinely are sorry that for the sin that they've committed against their spouse, and that they want this forgiveness and they want to change the behavior. That is what's so important, that they want to change the behavior.
Amen. Amen. Incredible stuff. So just a little taste. And once again, just to give you a heads up, Angela will be here till about 10 o'clock. So if you want to text in, or if you want to call in while she's still hanging out and talk to her, or send some messages off the air, that's totally fine. Everything is confidential. And again, we're going to be doing this about once a month, if not every couple, you know, twice a month. It just depends on how often you want to, you want to communicate with Angela. And we want to make sure that we have these segments to really help. It's big on help. And that's just a big deal to us, is getting things out there and addressing issues and creating ministry out of any possible situation. So Angela, fantastic job. Great first segment, first appearance on the show, I guess you can say.
Thank you. It was a great experience for me.
I'm pretty excited about it. So it's going to be good stuff. We're grateful for Angela also for being one of our new business rev partners as well, and teaming up with her, as you will hear announcements about her counseling services and things like that with us for quite some time. So very grateful about that. But again, call in 205-402-4267 or text in 805 to text us if you want to chat with Angela a little bit about some stuff that may be going on, if you got a question or anything like that. All right. More coming up. The top five and I countdown is next here on the Morning Overload.